Appreciate that, Runyons. That last song that we just sang, Redeemed, and then that, how deep the Father's love for us. And he purchased us, how did he purchase us? With his blood. But I was talking to Sean a little bit this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So appreciate the love of God that transformed us into the salvation of God. Praise the Lord for that. Not sure if you're aware, sometimes we're unlovable. And in the midst of that, God said, yeah, that's what I want. I'm gonna redefine love. I'm going to demonstrate love. Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. That is not our message here this morning. Get your Bibles out this morning. Proverbs. Turn to the book of Proverbs. Thank you for praying for us. We had a nice trip. I will admit it went much nicer than I expected. I'm just saying, 24 people packed into one house, Jacob. No one hurt anybody, and we all had actually a really nice time together as a family, and I appreciate that. 10.5 hours there, some 11 back. It took a while to get there. Did it in one day there, one day back. But it's good to be back home. It's good to be around our church family, and appreciate that. On our way, we drive to Wisconsin, and Milwaukee's pretty easy to get to. You take 90 to Chicago, and then you make a right, and pretty much you head north, and that's it. Along the way, we left at about, 5:15 or so Monday morning, and by, I live on County Line Road, by the time we got to Ridge Road, I think half the van was asleep. And so for a considerable amount of time, it's just me. It's just me having some just thoughts and just looking at the sights along the way. I love driving. Anybody like driving? I love it. I love taking road trips. I like looking at things. I like seeing things. Now, that sometimes looking at things isn't always a good thing when you're driving, Benjamin, and you're going to learn this. But those rumble strips, I think, almost 20 hours of driving, 20 plus hours. I think I hit it once, and that's because the lane shifted, like you had to cross them. But anyways, we did good. We stayed on, and I like to take in the sights as we go. We go right past my favorite baseball team and the stadium there, and so we see. I think it's called Innovative Field now, or whatever, or Progressive Field, and we go there, and we see that the Cleveland Guardians. It doesn't even sound right. But then we go and we travel further west and get to South Bend, Indiana. And I tell the kids, I said, you know what's here? And they say, no. And I said, well, okay, it's Notre Dame. They're like, what's Notre Dame? I said, well, it's a college. And then off in the distance, we see Chicago. You see the Sears Tower real tall. And, Dad, what's that on the top of it? Those are antennas. And you go by, and you're stuck in Chicago traffic a little bit. And then you're thinking about deep dish pizza and all of that. And just sights along the way. You know, I put in the bulletin this morning, we, too, are kind of on a journey. A life of faith. Paul calls it a race. And along the way, there's going to be some sights that you might see. And as you travel and as you go as a Christian, if you're on a certain path, again, if you're taking 90 and you're heading west, you're going to see certain things along the way. You're not going to see the Everglades. If you're going to Chicago, you're not going to see Myrtle Beach or the Hodges. You're not going to see Myrtle Beach on the way there. That's a different path. You're not going to pass by the Smoky Mountains, or you're not going to see any of that. A lot of flat. You're going to see a lot of corn. You're going to see a lot of wheat. You know, in the Christian life, if you choose a certain path, you're going to see some things along the way. You know, the Bible helps us with that. Let us define a word for us to begin with. Kindness. What is kindness? Kindness is doing good to others. It's a tenderness of heart. It is assisting in distress. That's what kindness is. How many of you here have ever been a recipient of kindness? Oh, isn't that a blessing? How many of you have been more a recipient than a giver of kindness? So don't raise your hand. It's nice when someone's kind to you, isn't it? When you're both going for the parking spot and someone says this. Oh, that's nice. When you're getting in the aisle over at Wegmans and you have a pack of gum and some ice cream. That, I don't know how you shop at that. Okay. And the person in front of you has three cartfuls of things. And they say, why don't you go ahead of me? Oh, that's kind. A kind word, a kind action. I'm going to encourage us here today to take the path of kindness. Say, why would I want to travel down the path of kindness? Because there will be sights that are unique only to that path. Let's pray, and then we'll get into our message here today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. God, thank you for your mercy, your love, your grace, your kindness. And God, once again, as we look at any attribute that you would reflect back to you for perfection. God, our desire is to be like you and to follow in your steps and to treat others as you treated them. Lord, I pray that you would help us to choose to take the path of kindness. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe your disposition or your personality is naturally one of kindness. Maybe in school, right, way back in high school or something. Remember the books that you would get, what are those called? Yearbook. Man, I'm like, graduation book is not the right word. You'd get a yearbook, and there were things, and they would maybe select certain people most likely to succeed, most likely to win the Heisman, most likely to maybe kindness or sweet, and maybe you were just naturally sweet and kind growing up. And then for the rest of us, had to work on it. The path of kindness is maybe somewhat unnatural to you. Proverbs chapter number 19, I had you go there. Sights along the way of the path of kindness. There's going to be things unique that you'll only see if you say, I'm going to travel down this road. And I'll tell you, they're nice sights to behold. The Bryans are down in Mexico. They're in our Spanish service, and they went to, because they're in the area, they saw the Niagara Falls for the first time. And why? Because their path took them that way. They got to see something special because of the path that they were on. You know, when you make kindness a priority in your life, you're going to see things that you wouldn't normally see otherwise. In Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 22, it says, the desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. You know what we want from others? The desire of a man is his kindness. God says that's valuable to me. God says that's what I would like to see in you. And you know what? Human to human, you know what we desire from people? Kindness. A kind word. Kind actions. God says that is desirable. Something that we all would desire. If I asked you here today, if I said, okay, you're going to have an interaction with somebody later on today, you can choose one of two ways, that of contention or that of kindness. What would you pick? Kindness. It is desirable. It is a desire of ours. So what does kindness look? Along the way, what will we see as we take that path of kindness? We'll see something desirable, but it will be a blessing to others. If that desire is in your heart to have kindness, maybe it should also be a desire of ours to demonstrate kindness. To have kindness and being a blessing to others, it will be a lack of covetousness for our own personal gain. Because by definition, it's doing good to others. Well, what do I get out of it? Well, I think the Lord, how about this? You'll get to see some sights that you wouldn't normally see. nowhere ever in my life have I ever demonstrated kindness and said, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Not one time. Every time I think, I wish I would do that more. A desire to be put into situation to relieve the less fortunate. Do you pray that? God, will you put me in someone's path today that I could show kindness? That they are maybe distressed, and by the love of Christ, I could help diffuse their distress. No, what do we pray for? Lord, don't put me anywhere near any volatility or drama. Keep me away from it. When we travel, Lord, help us to stay away from accidents. We don't want to see any of that. Construction, we hit some construction outside. I was talking to Matthew, too. We hit the same construction and come in here. They had us narrowed down to one lane, and there was nothing going on. Oh, that's so frustrating. Anyways, and we pray that that stuff doesn't show up. But what happens if we prayed, God, today, will you bring somebody by my way that needs kindness? It is a desire of all to accommodate your friends. Again, Pastor Huber, just to me, year after year, friendship. I know you all probably felt the same way, but felt like he was just kind to me. Made me feel special. Isn't that how you want to be felt? Like you want to be felt? What will you see on the path of kindness? Number one, you'll be a blessing to others. Yesterday we had a little interaction with a person. Brother Rice handled it incredibly kind and gracious. But you know what? When someone's not kind to you, know what you think? I hope I don't run into that person again. But when someone's kind, you know what you do? You go look for that person. Hey, they care about me. They care about my kids. They care about my family. They care about one another. I want to sit down and talk with them. I want to spend time with them. That's a blessing to be around. Matthew chapter number 5. Point number 1 on the path of kindness, some sights that you'll see. Number 1, you'll be a blessing to others. Number 2, Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 14. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and to give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. I believe kindness is a demonstration of good works. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Number 2, on the path of kindness, you'll have an opportunity. So what is that opportunity? To witness. Hey, if you're grouchy and nasty and mean, no one wants to hear about your Jesus. But if you're kind, loving, and compassionate, you know what the Bible says? That's like a candle set up high so all the world can see. It actually, the Bible says, it glorifies God. Amen. Being on the path of kindness, you know what else you're going to see? An opportunity to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, you want to ruin an opportunity to witness? Be a grouch. You want to demonstrate an opportunity to witness? Be kind. Just a chapter back, Matthew chapter number 4, look at verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. That's us. Lord Jesus Christ has given us His light of the glorious gospel. And when we act in kindness, you'll see opportunities to witness. You may be looking at your own life and saying, why doesn't anybody ever want to know about my Jesus? Maybe it's because you don't demonstrate kindness. As we travel down the path of kindness, the Lord will give you opportunities. Maybe you've been in the grocery store. My wife is so good at this. Maybe you've been at the grocery store and you start up a conversation. I don't know why, but Sarah's drawn to the single mom in the car or in the store with the kid screaming and crying. She, where you and I try and get Rose away, she says, I'm going to go see that person and somehow smack my cart into theirs. And a kindness that she demonstrates. You know what that does? It opens up an opportunity to witness. So think about that next time. The person behind you is at the aisle and in the line, and you think, maybe this is the person. Maybe a little kind word. I remember years ago, I tried this one time. Maybe I don't want to share the story. It did backfire. I tried to be nice to a person and buy them. I was there with Sarah. Do you remember we were at Tops and there was this lady and she was, I'm like, hey, when's your break? Can we get you your break? And she's like, I don't eat. I'm like, well, you must eat because you can't be living if you don't eat, Seth. But it was pretty much, I don't want your kindness. But you know what? Over the years, I've seen her time and time again at Tops. Got to give her gospel tracts and things. I don't know. Just an opportunity to witness. Opportunity to witness. Number three. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. These are great verses. Anybody see Chicago this week? Anybody drive by? No, probably not. Unless you're going to, well, Chicago or Milwaukee or out west. But can I ask you, have you seen an opportunity to be a blessing to others? Have you had an opportunity to witness? How about an opportunity to, a sight along the way, a chance to prove your love and devotion to Christ? 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse 1. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings. Verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by the love unfeigned. It's a proof of your love and devotion to Christ. Well, I don't want to be kind. Yeah, but hasn't the Lord showed kindness to you? In a relationship, it will be important to continually show love for one another, not just words. Once again, this proves our love for the Savior. Kindness is no part of you, but it brings glory to God. That's what it said there. By the word of truth, by the power of God. How can I demonstrate kindness? Hey, I don't naturally see things that way. That's exactly it. Lord, help me to travel down this path. It is specific. And along the way, you'll be a blessing to others. You'll have an opportunity to witness. And it'll prove that something is different in your life, and that's Christ. Why would a person leave this area their home and their comforts and travel across the world to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ? Because they love the Lord. I've been asked that. There we were standing in Africa. Why did you come here? To tell you about Jesus. Why would you travel all the way across the world and buy dinner for our village, right, Blake? Why would you show us kindness? Because I love Christ. And I believe the Bible is real. And I believe every principle and every bit of scripture is right. Colossians chapter number 3. Maybe this morning you had the typical struggle. You walked into your closet and said these words, I have nothing to wear. Right? I've worn this 100 times. That's okay. That's all right. There's some things that as Christians we ought to put on. Colossians chapter number 3, look at verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness. Put it on. Choose to go down that path. Choose to say, today, I'm going to put on kindness. Why? What's the purpose of that? Because we demonstrate that towards one another and loved ones. It promotes friendship among the brethren. It brings unity. Proverbs chapter 18. Look there. Look at this great verse. Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Friendliness is another avenue of kindness. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hey, isn't the Lord encourage us to be kind to one another? Loving to one another? Psalm 133, look there. No, it's hard. It's not hard being kind to someone that's kind. It's hard to being kind to someone that's unkind. That's what sets us apart. Psalm 133, look at verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. How could we do that without kindness? You can't. Ephesians chapter number 4. See, I just got the Psalms. I'm sorry. Ephesians. Chapter number 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with longsuffering and forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Is that what we're doing? That's going to cause or need some kindness one toward another. As we travel down that path, there's going to be some unique things that you will see only on this path, much like our trip. Hey, we got to see some sights along the way. And when you say, I'm going to be kind one to another, what can I expect to see along the way? Well, if you look to the right, you're going to see an opportunity to be a blessing to others. If you look to the left, you're going to have an opportunity to witness about the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 3, you're going to get a chance to prove and demonstrate your love of Christ. Number 4. It's going to bring unity. Unity among the brethren. The older the kids at our house get, the more they kind of want to go their own direction. I mean, it's just natural, right? When they were little, they had no other need but to need us. They wanted to come to church, or they were forced, you know, made to come to church. They all got in the van. Now they got their own cars. They can go other places. I take all their keys Sunday morning, so they have to ride with us. But as an adult, I'm 45 years old. The only thing my father wants in life is to have his kids together. He wants everyone to come back. And anytime we're in town, hey, we're all getting together. We're doing that. Why? Because sometimes, unfortunately, naturally, the more dependent I become or independent, the further you kind of drift away. And Christ and Paul and the Bible is constantly reminding us, no, stay together. And a good glue that keeps everything together is kindness. You're going to see a unity of brethren. Maybe you came here for the very first time. I had to apologize to Rick in the back here. And he's been here a number of times, and I had to ask his first name this morning. But it is in now. I got it. I would hope that the first time he came in or the second time, he felt a kindness and love. Hey, I want to be part of this. Ever walk into a restaurant? There was an Italian deli in town. I don't want to say their name to protect them. I don't even know if they're open anymore. But you would walk in, and they had great bread and cannolis and all that kind of stuff. They had a little counter, and you walk in, and they're like, yeah, what do you want? Like, we don't want you here. You're bothering us by coming into our store. Well, after a while, I found another place that sold cannolis. got bread somewhere else. Why? Because I don't like going into a place where I feel like not wanted. Do you see the benefit of along the path of kindness, what you get a chance to see? You see the unity of the brethren. Hey, there's great value in that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. We're almost done. 1 Corinthians 13. Sometimes kindness costs you something. Charity here in 1 Corinthians 13, look at verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is what? Kind. Charity suffereth long and is kind. When you demonstrate love, it is a demonstration of kindness. Kindness is a gateway to charity. Maybe even an on-ramp, if you will. What are you going to get a chance to see? As you travel down the pathway of kindness, you're going to see an opportunity to be a blessing to others, an opportunity to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, a proof of your love and devotion to Christ, a unity of brethren, and a gateway to charity. Kindness leads to love. They're so closely tied. 1 John chapter number 3. And verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need. Again, our definition of kindness is assisting in distress. Verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? I love God, but I'm unkind to my fellow. I don't know how you can have those. John 13, verse 34 says, you are measured, you are known as a disciple by your love one toward another. You demonstrate kindness to one another. What are you going to see along that way? You're going to see charity and love. I don't know how you can be kind and not loving. I don't know how you can be loving and not kind. They go hand in hand. They're so closely tied. Lastly, 2 Peter chapter number 1. And verse 5. In verse 5 it says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. And to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. There again we see the two connected. It says add to your faith virtue. And knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness. Telling me maybe it's not natural. That maybe it's a calculated decision. And in the end, it says this. Look at verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Along the path of kindness, you're going to see something. There's going to be a sight that you're going to get a chance to behold. What is that? A knowledge of who God is. It's a deeper understanding of who He is. Again, may I ask this morning, is your life a demonstration of the kindness and love of God? Well, I just like to be left alone. Are you kind to your friends and siblings? Are you kind to strangers? See, it's just not I understand it's not natural, but it tells us to put that on. It tells us to add to us. It's a decision. It's worthwhile. Maybe in your life you had a down moment. Maybe you had a circumstance, a situation where Just a kind word, a kind act went a long way. Maybe nobody knew but God, but you were in a tough way, and someone came by and just showed a little bit of kindness, and that had a big impact on you. I'd like to tell you a story here today. I know I've told you before, but it fits in so well here. It's a story from a while ago, and I just ask that you listen. Just the value of a kind word and action. One day a teacher asked her students to list the names of the other students in the room on two sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. Then she told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each other of their classmates, and then write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignment, and as the students left the room, each one handed in the papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate piece of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling, saying, "Really?" She heard whispered, "I never knew that I meant anything to anyone. And I didn't know others liked me so much." Those were some of the comments that she heard that day. No one ever mentioned those papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise had accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another. The group of students moved on. Again, several years later, one of the students was killed in Vietnam. His teacher attended the funeral of that special student. The church was packed with his friends, one by one. Those who loved him took a long last walk by the coffin. The teacher was the last to do so. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as pallbearer came up to her. "Were you Mark's math teacher?" he asked. She nodded, "Yes." Then he said, "Mark talked about you a lot. After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to a luncheon. Mark's mother and father were there, obviously waiting to speak with his teacher. We want to show you something," his father said. Taking a wallet out of his pocket, they found this on Mark when he was killed. "We thought you would recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed two worn pieces of notebook paper that had obviously been taped, folded, and refolded many times. The teacher knew, without looking, that the papers were the ones on which she had listed all the good and kind things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. His mother said, "Thank you so much for doing that. As you can see, Mark treasured it." All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled rather sheepishly and said, "I still have my list. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put it in our wedding album." Marilyn said, "I have mine. It's in my diary." Vicky, another classmate, reached into her pocketbook, took out her wallet, and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me all the time," Vicky said, and without batting an eyelash, she continued, "I think we all saved our lists." Teacher finally sat down and cried. She cried for Mark and for all the friends who would never see him again. But again, I want you to understand the value and the importance of a kind word. See, I don't have a paper like that, but you have a memory like that, don't you? You have a thought, you have a phrase, you have something that somebody said that although it may not be written, it's written on your heart and you carry it with you wherever you go, thinking of that kind interaction and that kind word. Could I encourage you today to choose the path of kindness and love? Say, why? Because it's going to have sights along that path that are unique to only that path. It may help somebody in their darkest moment. It may give you an opportunity to share the gospel. It may demonstrate your love for Christ, a knowledge of who God is, a link to charity. Today, in a moment, we'll stand. Could I encourage you here today? I'm going to start on the path of kindness. Instead of praying that God would shelter me from people of distress, I'm going to pray that He brings them by my way, that I could show the love and care of Christ. Maybe today you make a decision. I'm going to be more careful with my words and actions in kindness. I promise you, you will not regret it one bit. Let's all stand. The path of kindness. It has some unique sights along the way. In a moment, Mrs. Huber is going to play the piano, and if I can encourage you, maybe you want to just come and thank the Lord for the kindness and mercy that He showed you. Maybe in your heart, you want to make a decision. I'm going to travel down the path of kindness. Heavenly Father, I ask You to bless this time of invitation now. Lord, You have been so good to us, and we thank You. Lord, I pray that we'd not soon get over that, but Lord, each day choose to put on kindness, to add to our faith brotherly kindness. Lord, bless this time of invitation now. In Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning? Would you choose the path of kindness? It is a desire of men.